Poppy set down one of the mermaid dolls close to the stretch of asphalt road that represented the blackest sea. They were old, bought from Goodwill, with big shiny heads, different colored tails, and frizzy hair. Zachary Barlow could almost imagine their fins lashing back and forth as they waited for the boat to get closer, their silly plastic smiles hiding their lethal intentions. They'd crash the ship against the shallows if they could, lure the crew into the sea, and eat the pirates with their jagged teeth. Zachary rummaged through his bag of action figures. He pulled out the pirate with the two cutlasses and placed him gently at the center of the boat-shaped paper they'd weighed down with driveway gravel. Without gravel, the Neptune's pearl was likely to blow away in the early autumn wind. He could almost believe he wasn't on the scrubby lawn in front of Poppy's ramshackle house with the sagging siding, but aboard a real ship with salt spray stinging his face on his way to adventure. "We're going to have to lash ourselves to the mast," Zack said as William the Blade, captain of the Neptune's Pearl. Zack had a different way of speaking for each of his figures. He wasn't sure that anyone but him could tell his voices apart, but he felt different when he talked in them. Alice's braids spilled in front of her amber eyes as she moved a G.I. Joe Lady J figure closer to the center of the boat. Lady J was a thief who'd begun traveling with William the Blade after she'd been unsuccessful in picking his pocket. She was loud and wild, almost nothing like Alice, who chafed under the thumb of her overprotective grandmother, but did it quietly. "You think the Duke's guards will be waiting for us in Silverfall?" Alice made Lady J ask. "He might catch us," said Zack, grinning at her. "But he'll never hold us. Nothing will. We're on a mission for the Great Queen, and we won't be stopped." He hadn't expected to say those words until they came out of his mouth, but they felt right. They felt like William's true thoughts. That was why Zack loved playing. Those moments where it seemed like he was accessing some other world, one that felt real as anything. It was something he never wanted to give up. He'd rather go on playing like this forever, no matter how old they got. Although he didn't see how that was possible. It was already hard sometimes. Poppy tucked windblown strands of red hair behind her ears and regarded Zack and Alice very seriously. She was tiny and fierce, with freckles thick enough to remind Zack of the stars at night. She liked nothing better than being in charge of the story and had a sense of how to make a moment dramatic. That was why she was the best at playing villains.
"You can knot ropes to keep you safe, but no boat can pass through these waters unless a sacrifice is given to the deep," Poppy made one of the mermaids say. "Willingly or unwillingly. If one of your crew doesn't leap into the sea will choose her own sacrifice. That's the mermaid's curse."
Alice and Zack exchanged a look. Were the mermaids telling the truth? Really, Poppy wasn't supposed to make up rules like that, one that no one else had agreed to. But Zack objected only when he didn't like them. A curse seemed like it could be fun.